In addition to looking for missing links between humans and apes, scientists are also looking for missing links between planets in hopes they'll find life there. So don't even think about missing today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
There are phrases which can be used in science articles which will immediately pique interest, or at least convey some information about contemporary scientific viewpoints. An example of this was a recent article from a popular level science website which referred to planetary missing links. As Earth-style exoplanets have been all the rage lately, one might suppose that the use of the phrase missing link might refer to astronomers' belief in the evolution of life on such worlds. However, the sort of evolution to which the article referred was the supposed evolution of actual planets. The smallest gas giant planet in our solar system is Neptune, while the largest rocky planet is our own Earth. A star 73 million light-years away, which rejoices in the name TOI-270, seems to have three planets. I say seems to have because exoplanets are not actually seen through telescopes. Their existence is inferred and their positions and size calculated from perturbations in movement and light intensity of their host stars. Nevertheless, the math is sound and likely to be correct. I just don't want listeners to think that these planets have been seen. One of the planets would seem to be a rocky planet larger than the Earth, while the other two are gas giants about half the size of Neptune. So speculation is growing over whether all these planets could have evolved in the same way. As usual, secular scientists do not give God the honor or the glory for his wonderful creation.
To receive more messages like the one you heard today delivered to your email every weekday, add your email address at the bottom of our website, creationmoments.com, or call 1-800-42-BIBLE.